The Tyrone senior Camogie squad go in search of Ulster glory this weekend when they face the challenge of Monaghan at the Morgan Athletic Grounds in the Ulster Junior Camogie Championship decider. Manager Thomas Carr is looking forward to the challenge of what he expects will be a good Monaghan side.
Well, the Tyrone girls at the minute are building on a young team, and there's with 8 or 9 young girls who haven't played this type of competition before. There's a whole different ball game to them. But again, we have Shauna Jordan, Ashley Carr, Emma Fitzgerald, them girls played for international rules, and they're the backbone of the team as well. So they're looking forward to it, and they're all young and excited, and hopefully things go well. If things don't go well, it's no harm done. But we're there to win it.
Several of the current Tyrone team, of course, were in the minor team that lost the Ulster Shield final recently. Those players, though, will have gained valuable experience, and overall, the build-up has been positive.
All them girls that learned in the minor squad, with young Emma or Cara Fitzgerald doing goals, it's a big task for her as well. But she's willing and she's eager. The rest of the girls all looking forward to it, and I think they're coming through nice and gradually, and they're training well, and they're enjoying training, which is the best thing you can do. If you don't enjoy a game, then you're not winning. So they're enjoying training and they're enjoying games.
Any injuries at present?
Well, we have a couple of girls with broken fingers, but hopefully we'll get them all out. Now, we have a couple of girls missing through holidays this time of year and weddings and stuff. But we've got a good hand of girls, so we'll just go what we have. We're looking forward to the game.
And Carr expects it to be a good game of Camogie at a good venue, the Morgan Athletic Grounds.
Well, it's a good boost for Camogie. Tyrone Seniors played before the Tyrone Dublin game in the National League a couple of years ago. It was an All-Ireland final. And to play in a big stadium like Armagh's new stadium, before that the media and senior finals, it's a great opportunity to let them girls, instead of playing in front of 20, they're playing in front of 300 or 400, maybe more. So it's a good boost for them.
And Carr would like to be back in a bigger stadium come the end of the year. Croke Park is the target.
Well, that's the spot you want to play in. And a lot of these girls have played post-primary in Croke Park at half-times and at Hurling All-Ireland finals and all. So, again, if you could get a whole team, one team to play in Croke Park, it'll be absolutely the dream come through for a lot of girls. Because it is the biggest stadium in the world for us. And that's where you want to play,
The manager, though, was under no illusion. He expects the Monaghan opposition to be tough on Saturday.
Well, Monaghan's going to be tough. They're an experienced team. They play good, hard Camogie. So we'll just be given what we get, So they have a bigger pick than we have. We have about 4 or 5 teams in Tyrone, and that's it. Where Monaghan has maybe a bigger range of teams. So it depends what team they put out. And it depends what girls are available, because they're not all there.
There's little between both sides. Both are capable on their day of claiming the title. Carr expects a close one.
Well, I think it'll be a very close game. All them teams are all in around the same capabilities of holding their own. Again, it depends on the weather. If it's a wet, old, buggy, old day, it's a hard, old slog for the girls, because they're probably not used to training in the wet weather as well. On the other hand, if it's a good dry day, it'll be quick Camogie, it'll be strong Camogie, and may the best team win. It's who wants to win it, and who's willing to put their head where they wouldn't put their toes, and both teams know that.
An Ulster title, well, it would be priceless for the promotion of Camogie in the county of Tyrone.
The promotion in Tyrone's going well at the minute. We've Aidan Dark have a new team, Dungannon have a new team. They're all kids, they're all under 16s, minors, and they're coming through, and that's a great boost to us. Because we normally have the pick of Aglish, Derry Thrace, Derry Lahan, Baraka, a couple of Marbow, but that's it. So we're just down along the Lough Shore here, and if we can get Aidan Dark, Dungannon, hopefully a couple of girls from Carrigmore, it'll start to grow again.
Throw-in time on Saturday at the Morgan Athletic Grounds is 12 noon.